What do the recessions of Spain and the United States have in common? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Maria Isalastra, assistant professor of sociology at Winthrop University, explores the reasons Latinos left both countries during the Great Recession.
The Great Recession was the first global economic slowdown with a high proportion of international immigrants from Latin America living in the United States and in Spain. The negative impact of the economic slowdown on Latino immigrants were palpable due to their immigrant condition, their concentration in the construction sector, the rise of anti-immigrant sentiment, and increased racialization of Latinos, particularly of Mexicans. Nonetheless, the increased vulnerability of Latino immigrants resulted in resilience practices, such as their willingness to accept lower quality jobs. Dr. Lorenzo Cachon and I compared the United States and Spain because they both received a large flow of Latino immigrants in the late 1990s and before the Great Recession. But their immigration policies are different. In the United States, political gridlock prevented the implementation of a functional immigration policy. Contrastingly, in 2004, Spain passed an immigration law that focused on its labor market needs and included provisions for immigrant regularization. In both countries, we found evidence of resilient labor practices and of return migration, but for different reasons. The recession in Spain was so deep and lengthy that a significant number of Latino immigrants left Spain voluntarily. During the same period, the United States deported a large number of undocumented Latino immigrants. As labor market conditions improve, Spanish former immigrants will have the opportunity to legally return to Spain and fill those jobs that most Spanish nationals are not willing to take. Conversely, immigrants deported from the United States will be barred from returning to American soil. A global economy requires policies that allow for the flow of migrant workers according to economic cycles and labor market needs.
That was Maria Isalastra of Winthrop University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.